Johnny Chuck finds the greatest thing. Anger never stops to reason. It didn't now. Johnny Chuck hurried as fast as his short legs could take him toward the lone elm tree. And in his mind was just one thought: to drive a strange Chuck off the Green Meadows and to punish him so that he never, never would dare even think of coming back. "I'll fix him. These are my Green Meadows, and no one else has any business here unless I say so. I'll fix him. I'll fix him." All his friends drew away from him, for they didn't want anything to do with anyone in such a frightful temper. But Johnny Chuck didn't even notice. And if he had, he wouldn't have cared. That is the trouble with anger. It crowds out everything else when it once fills the heart. When Johnny had first seen the stranger, he had thought right away that it was the old gray Chuck with whom he had had such a terrible fight the day before and whom he whipped. Perhaps that was one reason for Johnny Chuck's terrible anger now. For the old gray Chuck had tried to drive Johnny Chuck off the Green Meadows. But when he had to stop for breath and sat up to look again, he saw that it wasn't the old gray Chuck at all. It was a younger Chuck and much smaller than the old gray Chuck. It was smaller than Johnny himself. "He'll be all the easier to whip," muttered Johnny as he started on again, never once thinking of how unfair it would be to fight with one smaller than himself. That was because he was so angry. Anger never is fair. But the stranger managed to keep out of his sight. Johnny Chuck was almost ready to give up when he almost stumbled over the stranger, hiding in a little clump of bushes. And then a funny thing happened. What do you think it was? Why, all the anger left Johnny Chuck. His hair no longer stood on end. He didn't know why, but all of a sudden he felt foolish, very foolish indeed. "Who are you?" he demanded gruffly.
I'm Polly Chuck," replied the stranger in a small, timid voice.
After this, Johnny Chuck began to think about his clothes. Yes, sir. He spent a whole lot of time thinking about how he looked and wishing that he had a handsomer coat. It seemed to Johnny that his own coat was so plain and so dull that no one would look at it twice.
"Oh, dear," he sighed. "I don't see why old Mother Nature didn't give me as handsome a coat as she did Reddy Fox."
Now, this wasn't at all like Johnny Chuck to be discontented with his clothes. What was coming over him? He really didn't know himself. At least he wouldn't have admitted that he knew. But right down deep in his heart was a great desire. The desire to have Polly Chuck admire him. Yes, sir, that is what it was. And it seemed to him that she would admire him a great deal more if he wore fine clothes. You see, he hadn't learned yet what Peter Rabbit had learned a long time ago, which is that fine clothes but catch the passing eye, fine deeds win love from low and high. Sometimes Polly Chuck would not notice him at all. Sometimes he would find her shyly peeping at him from behind a clump of grass. Then Johnny Chuck would try to make himself look very important and would strut about as if he really did own the Green Meadows. Sometimes she would hide from him, and when he found her, she would run away. Other times she would be just as nice to him as she could be, and they would have a jolly time hunting for sweet clover and other nice things to eat. Then Johnny Chuck's heart would swell until it seemed to him that it would fairly burst with happiness. Instead of wanting to drive Polly Chuck away from the Green Meadows as he had the old gray Chuck, Johnny began to worry for fear that Polly Chuck might not stay on the Green Meadows. Whenever he thought of that, his heart would sink way, way down, and he would hurry to look for her and make sure that she was still there. When he was beside her, he felt very
big and strong and brave, and longed for a chance to show her how brave he was. She was such a timid little thing herself that the least little thing frightened her, and Johnny Chuck was glad that this was so, for it gave him a chance to protect her. When he wasn't with her, he spent his time looking for new patches of sweet clover to take her to. At first, she wouldn't go without a great deal of coaxing, but after a while, he didn't have to coax at all. She seemed to delight to be with him as much as he did to be with her. So Johnny Chuck grew happier and happier. He was happier than he had ever been in all his life before. You see, Johnny Chuck had found the greatest thing in the world. Do you know what it is? It is called love.